You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merit Assembly of God. On Easter Sunday, I got a little nervous, and I started greeting the crowd that was there, and I started saying, "Hi, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God." They were at Merit Assembly of God. I said, "Whoops, sorry about that. I went into my Refresh Radio spiel just a moment there." So I hope you are having a great day. We're looking forward to today's broadcast. We want to start off today a little bit different. We want to remind you that tomorrow at Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church on Stone Street in the Cocoa Village area at 7 p.m., there are going to be churches and pastors from all around that are going to be gathering for the National Day of Prayer. Pretty much a once-a-year type gathering that we have. We come together and pray in a targeted fashion over various areas, and we would love to invite you out to that event tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, Stone Street, in the Cocoa Village area, just a little bit west of Florida Avenue, I think it is. I get kind of fuzzy on some of those street names, because they change going one direction or the other, but it is just a little bit west of the Cocoa Village area there on Stone Street. So also want to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you have a need to get your air conditioning serviced repairs done or coils cleaned, or just want to make sure that you're getting the most out of your air conditioner that you can for as least amount of electricity as you can, give Bill a call if you are in the Central Brevard County area, and he can come out and take a look at it and get you fixed up. He has dealt with air conditioning systems and heaters and all of that for years and years and years. Deals with big systems and small systems of every variety. And, sometimes by spending some money up front, you can save more money in the long run. That's what happened to us several years ago. We had Bill come and replace some of our air conditioning units, and it caused our electric bill to drop marvelously. Marvelously. It cost us money up front, but it saves us every month since then the electric bill has gone down. And so we've taken a number of steps like that to where right now our electric bills are the lowest that we have ever seen them for the time of the year that we are currently in. So maybe you would be interested in something like that. You can give him a call and have him come and take a look. If you've got a system that's 15 or 20 years old, you could be in for a tremendous surprise at what investing some money up front could do, and it could actually pay for itself. Give Bill a call, 321-759-3284. That's Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. So we hope to see you at the National Day of Prayer tomorrow night. Right now we are going through a study where we are talking about the Lord's leadership, and specifically how that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. That's His responsibility. John chapter 16, verse number 13, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." And so when in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one," or from evil. We can look at that and say, praise God, we know that He's not going to lead us astray, because He is going to lead us into all truth. So we're looking right now at what is that leadership of truth look like? So today we're going to be in John, the 18th chapter. And I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit is wonderfully skilled at his job. He's perfect at what he does in leading us into truth. It's not like an old GPS system that I had that said, if you go this way, it's going to save you some time. Well, I didn't know exactly how to navigate in that particular region of the country. But the more I traveled down that road, the farther my arrival time stretched, to where by the time I finally got to where I would have gone going a different route, I'd lost nearly an hour trying to save a minute. And so ever since then, if one of my navigation systems is trying to route me a different way than, you know, what I know is a reliable path, I look at it and I say, okay, now is this going to save me a significant amount of time? Because if not, that old GPS system was navigating me through peanut farms and little bitty farming communities in southern Georgia. And the speed limit was 20 miles an hour in some places, and 15 and 25 and 30. And I was like, and stop signs. And there wasn't much traffic on that road, but it took a long time. So the Holy Spirit's going to do a much better job navigating us in truth, in spiritual truth. And so today we're going to look at how that can take place. John chapter 18, and we're going to read today about the conversation that Jesus had with Pilate. We're going to begin in reading in verse number 33. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." So if we have the title of Christian, which means little Christ, we have the same mission in that we are to bear witness to the truth. There should be something inside of us that is not just a verbal communication. It should be a lifestyle that says, you know what, you're going to see the evidence of the truth. And so Pilate saw a representation of that that was standing before him in Jesus. He said, I am a king. I was born for this reason. I have come into this world for this cause, that I might bear witness to the truth. And so I want to challenge you today that even in the environment you may work in, whether it's construction or whether it's retail, whether it's the medical field or clerical or whatever field you might work in, technology, sales, I've worked in environments enough to know that they can be some pretty difficult places. Language can be pretty difficult. There can be language that is used there that hopefully your pastor doesn't use on when he's preaching on Sunday morning. You know, it can be a pretty rough environment. But I want to challenge us to bear witness to the truth and live that out and say, you know what, God, you have empowered me to be a light that represents your light in this world, and you have strategically placed me here for this cause, and so I'm going to bear witness of the truth. If everybody else around me is lying, I'm still going to be telling the truth. And so That's something that all of us should be able to do. We should not be giving ammunition to those who are looking for hypocrisy. We should not be giving evidence to people who are looking for a reason not to believe in Jesus. Instead, we ought to say, you know what? Here he is. I have a lot of conversations with people, but I was having a conversation with one man at one several years ago. He's passed away, and I was always talking to him about Jesus as well as other things. But he said, you know, Bob, you make Jesus sound so real. And I said, well, that's the easiest thing in the world to do because he is real. He's very real. I read a magazine article that comes in a email blast that I get. I get a bunch of them from that particular company, and they'll send me the same articles probably three or four times over the course of a week, and you know, just in different orders, and you know, occasionally they'll throw a new one in there just so that you see if you've read all of them. And this person was talking about how they came into Christianity and they didn't come from a Christian background. And they came across a book called Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. And it was an eye-opening experience for them. And they said, you know what? Jesus is real, and in my current condition, I'm in real trouble, and this is a tremendous offer. I'm never going to get a better offer from any person. And they said, as a result of what the Holy Spirit did in their life, they abandoned everything, and it wasn't a break that was not without ups and downs and things like that. But they said, you know what? I discovered that Jesus was more valuable to me than anything in my life. And I don't say that to be a hero or anything like that. They said, there are a lot of people who give up their time. They give up their money. They give up their talents. And I just recognize that Jesus was more valuable to me than anything else. And so I gladly gave him every area of my life. That's a tremendous witness to the truth. Jesus said that he also, because he was representative of the truth, he makes this statement, and it's really quite startling. It says this: everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. So we do not just have a relationship with Jesus. We embrace the truth, the lifestyle of truth that he has for us. And he says, everyone who is not of the kingdom of darkness, which is a kingdom of deception, a kingdom of lies and deceiving spirits, that the Spirit of truth does a work in believers' hearts that creates in us an ear that wants to listen to Jesus. And so, as I was preparing for this program, I wanted to come in and offer you this challenge today, and that is to spend some time in prayer with God, listening to his voice, listening for what does God have to say. Spend some time in his word. I will tell you that the things that you hear in your prayer time, that you hear from God, those directives of the Spirit inside of you, you probably won't hear an audible voice. I've never heard an audible voice. But whenever you hear those directions are never going to contradict the Word of God. The Word of God is true. It's settled forever in heaven and on earth. So we need to recognize his voice. And so Jesus says, everybody, everyone who is a believer, everyone who is a child of God, not just the pastor, not just the Sunday school teacher, not just the board member or the youth pastor or the children's pastor or the worship leader, everybody, everyone who is a child of the living God has an ear to listen for the thus saith the Lord. And so I want to encourage you to make an effort to carve out some time on a daily basis where you hear from God. Why is that so important? Jesus said, the things that I speak are the things I hear my Father say. The things that come into our ear have a direct impact on the words that come out of our mouth. That means that they have the potential of reaching and transforming our heart. So we need to make sure that the input that we have is going to be pure. It's going to be holy. It's going to be righteous. And so, we've got this thing on our remote control, and you do too, that if there's some things that start coming up on the television that we don't want to hear, there are three buttons that you can use. You can use the on-off button, and you can shut that off. It's amazing technology. You can also change the channel. There's a channel changing button, and there's also a mute button where you say, you know what? Sometimes it's not the things that we hear. Sometimes it's the things that they pop up on the screen, and at that point in time, you can change the channel. Sometimes you can just mute it and say, you know what? I don't want that going into my spirit. Jesus said, everybody who is of the truth listens to me. He is the greatest spokesperson. He is the greatest authority. He is the source of greatest wisdom and the greatest revelation. And yet we want to restrict how much time we have access to hearing spiritual things to an hour and a half on Sunday morning or an hour on Sunday morning. There's a problem with that picture. So I want to encourage us to have that mindset of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse number 4. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse number 4. You have to be careful how you say that, because if you say it real fast, then everybody thinks that you say Isaiah 54. It says this: the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. You go on and you see that this was the mindset of Jesus. He says, I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. All of that was so important. That was a messianic prophecy that was describing how Jesus had an ear to hear what the Father was saying. As a result of that, he would be able to speak truth to those who needed a word in their season of weariness, and it would be a word of refreshing, a word of strength, a word of enlightenment. And so I want to encourage you to make listening a part of your prayer time. Too many times we go and approach prayer as a monologue, and we're the one doing all the talking. And, I do believe that we should cry out and we should be vocal in our prayers. I do believe that. The truth of the matter is Jesus knows what we have need of before we even ask. And so why would we want to spend the bulk of our time focusing on telling God something that he's already aware of? What we do with listening is we approach him and say, you know what? He's going to enlighten me. He's going to impart some things to me that I don't necessarily know. He's going to tell me things that I need to hear. And so I encourage you to make listening a part of that. Now, I want to take you back to the book of 1 John, back towards the end of the New Testament. 1 John, it's right after 2 Peter, just a few books before Revelation. And 1 John chapter 4. And it says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit." This is verse number 1. "But test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world." So everybody's all the time looking for who is the Antichrist, and 1 John lets us know the spirit of Antichrist has been operating in the world for a long, long time now. "You are of God, little children," this is verse 4, "and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." I love that verse. "They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us, but he who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." This here is not only do believers listen to Jesus, but they also recognize that God positions spiritual authorities in our lives, and we are to test the things that are said. We are to hear those things. We are to evaluate them. And when we recognize that it is the Spirit of truth that is speaking, then we're supposed to listen to those. We're supposed to acknowledge that message. You know, I tell people that there are three spirits that have voices that speak in the spirit realm. There's the Spirit of God, and we always want to listen to him. There's the spirit of the devil. He's a liar. We never want to listen to him. Even when he tells the truth, he tells it in such a way that it's not credible. And then in between those two is our human spirit, the spirit of the prophets, if you will. The Bible talks about prophets who prophesy out of their own spirit. And so we need this gift of discernment that is talked about here in 1 John chapter 4. That doesn't mean that we are skeptical of every voice. It just means that we know that a voice of Christian authority, of spiritual authority, is going to line up with the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that he is the Savior of the world, that it's by his blood we are saved. It's going to recognize the full reality of who Jesus is and the authority that he has in his life. I like to preach the word. I like to do it in a way that is applicable, and if I can make something easy to understand, that's the way I want to do it. But I'm not a messenger here to just provide, you know, good feelings or things like that. I'm supposed to proclaim the word of God in due season. I'm supposed to be ready in season and out of season. And, you know, occasionally, you know, I'll just throw this out there for those who may listen for any errors and things like that. Occasionally I make statements that, you know, could be said better, let's put it that way. Articulated in a more sophisticated manner. And I want to encourage you, let's not be so hard on people who are out there doing. You know, I would much rather someone be doing and make a mistake than someone not doing. there's a person that I know, and they were asked what type of people they really struggled dealing with. And this person responded, lazy people. Lazy people. I would rather deal with anybody than a lazy person. And I'm going to generalize more of what they said. But there's an old saying that goes something like this. The person who is doing is never at the mercy of a person with an argument. Something along those lines. And so today, I want to encourage you to listen for the Spirit of Truth. Have the Holy Spirit guide you into truth. Give you an ear to hear the message that is coming from the throne room of heaven, that you and I might bear witness of that truth. And then make sure that you are in a relationship with a pastoral authority. I've got valuable men in my life that are treasures from God. They are spiritual authority in my life, and I'm very, very thankful for them. And so as a result of that, I listen to them. And sometimes, because I have listened and implemented the wisdom that has come, sometimes it has kept me out of trouble. Other times, because I've done what I was told because I'm a man under authority, sometimes there have been some other people who didn't like it. And, you know, I'm primarily talking about decades ago now. But I want to encourage you today to be a person who adheres to the wisdom of your spiritual authorities in your life, and you will discover that there is a blessing there. There's a treasured relationship there that God wants you to have. So thank you again for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. I want to spend the last few seconds here of today's program to put on your calendar tomorrow night, 7 p.m., the National Day of Prayer at Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church on Stone Street, just to the west of Cocoa Village there a little bit. Put it on your calendar. Come together with the saints and the pastors from the area tomorrow, and let's have a wonderful, wonderful night of prayer. God bless you. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Your mercy calls me to believe.